The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Shalene and Brock. This is Jasmine Fuego here in Oakland, California. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for how generously you share your wisdom and experience on Build Your Tribe. I've been listening for 3 months and I can't tell you how much my business has grown. As a women's online confidence coach, you all have helped me with your tips to connect directly with the communities that I want to serve. I am eternally grateful. I love how you balance the practicality, the know-how, with the spirit and the relationship building that's so instrumental as an entrepreneur, and frankly, the part that people forget the most. I am so excited to continue to grow with you all and to continue to build my own tribe. You all are absolutely family goals, and I love you so much. Happy holidays.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Build Your Tribe. On this Quick Tip Tuesday, I'm going to be sharing with you some of my quick tips for going viral on TikTok. Now, I should say that if you haven't already listened to the episode that we released last Thursday, giving you an in-depth breakdown of pretty much everything you need to know to get familiar with TikTok, I would recommend first going back there and listening to that episode. But if you've already listened to that because, you know, you're just a awesome podcast subscriber and a absolute darling of a Build Your Tribe fan, then I appreciate you and we can get right into this lesson. Also, I should note that before we even get talking about going viral, that's not necessarily the end goal. That's not all there is, but going viral is somewhat attractive and it's a way to grow your account very rapidly and pretty much faster than any other form of growth possible on any social media. If you don't know what it means to go viral, basically, just like a viral infection, I think that's where the term comes from, or a viral illness, going viral on social media basically means creating a post or a video that's shared and reshared so many times that it just explodes in viewership. Like you only have a couple hundred followers, or maybe you have zero followers, and you're getting millions of views on this piece of content. That's what going viral is. Going viral on TikTok is easier than pretty much any other platform, especially right now, because the primary place where people are consuming content on TikTok is what's called the For You page, sometimes referred to as FYP. And basically what the For You page is it's a curated list of the most popular content that TikTok thinks, the algorithm thinks, you would like to view. So you don't have to necessarily be following the people or have ever even seen their content before. You don't have to search for it. It will just show you a bunch of different users' content. So your content can also end up on that page and can go viral from that. When your post is going viral and it's amassing thousands and thousands, if not millions of views and hundreds of thousands of comments at a time, you're also going to get a lot of eyeballs to your account. Your following is most likely going to grow. And then you can take that TikTok following and start leveraging it to other platforms. In the TikTok bio, there's actually a place where you can put a direct link to your Instagram account or your YouTube page. And I've seen a lot of people promoting their YouTube pages or growing their Instagram followings from their TikTok following. In fact, when I first went viral on TikTok and went to, like, I believe it was 300,000 followers within a matter of a couple weeks or so, I grew my Instagram along with it. So of those 300,000-ish TikTok followers at the time, I believe about 5,000 or so also immediately started following my Instagram account. And now I've noticed that pretty much every time I post on TikTok, I get about 10, 15, maybe if it's a really great piece of content that goes viral, I'll have up to 100 new followers on Instagram every time I post on TikTok. So it's a great way to grow your following. And a lot of people have started YouTube channels from their popular TikTok accounts. But really quickly today, I wanted to just pop on here and kind of talk to you briefly about what we know about the algorithm right now, how it works, and some tips for going viral. So tip number one for going viral is to understand how the algorithm works and understand what TikTok specifically wants to see. Of course, all social medias and all algorithms are built to keep you on the platform for longer. They're built to promote the content that's going to keep its users using the platform. So on TikTok, what we've learned is that specifically, they care about these five things in this order. Get ready to write this down or take notes. The number one thing that the TikTok algorithm cares about is rewatches, the total number of times someone is rewatching your video. So if it's a 3-second clip and they watch it three times, that means they're spending 9 seconds, three rewatches on your video. That's the number one thing TikTok cares about. So when you're creating content, you can think about what would be something that someone would want to rewatch for. Is there a little detail that I could talk about in the caption? Or is there a little thing in the background that I could highlight? Just what would make someone want to rewatch it? Or is it just really funny or really informational so people will want to naturally rewatch it? The second thing that TikTok cares about is completion. So whether or not someone is completing your video. So if you're making a longer piece of content on TikTok, it might not be the best idea to, you know, make a 30-second or a 45-second long video when most other TikToks are, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 seconds at the most, because they're more likely to be completed, and that's better in the algorithm's eyes. The third thing that TikTok cares about the most is shares, and that can be shares to other platforms, shared to Instagram stories, shared by like people copying the link and texting it to each other. Just generally sharing the TikTok to other platforms is something that the algorithm cares about. Fourth is comments. So anytime someone comments, and one way that you can hack this part of the algorithm is whenever someone comments to you, comment back to them. So this is something that's not very common on TikTok. And I know we talked about this briefly on our episode last Thursday, but by responding to comments and engaging in the comments section, you can really help yourself in the algorithm's eyes. And you can also ask questions in the caption, which could encourage your audience or whoever's seeing your TikTok to comment, first of all. And then the fifth thing that the algorithm cares about is likes. That's not as important on TikTok and most platforms now. Likes aren't as important because these engineers who are designing the algorithm know that you can buy likes. Like even if you're on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, like there are plenty of ways to go online and buy spam robot likes. So for that reason, the algorithm doesn't prioritize them. It does value them somewhat, but they're not worth as much as something like a rewatch or someone watching your complete video would be. Basically from there, once you post a video, it will be shown to a certain amount of people. And then the algorithm will keep track of how many times people are rewatching it, how many times people are completing it, sharing it, commenting, or liking. And then after that first evaluation period, basically the algorithm will look at your post again and determine, is this a good piece of TikTok content or not? Basically, is this person getting a lot of rewatches and shares or not really? So after that first evaluation period is over, the algorithm will decide, do we boost it to more people and start the process over, or are we just going to basically let it fizzle out? And this is basically how things can go viral, because if you have a ton of rewatches and shares and comments and completions in that first evaluation, and then it gets moved on to the second evaluation, it'll basically just keep getting boosted to more and more and more people until finally it's boosted to hundreds of thousands of people. And at that point, it gets past the algorithm and it actually moves to what's called like the TikTok panelists. And these are people who work for TikTok who will specifically look for the most viral content that will be shared, not just to hundreds of thousands, but to tens of millions of people. So far, I believe I've had 2 videos out of my 100 or so videos. About 2 of them have reached that level, and they actually have a stamp on them that says featured content. And so that content is shown to millions and millions of people, and I still get tons of views and comments on those posts, even though they are almost a year old now. So basically, when creating TikTok content, you really want to value those rewatches and those completions if you're trying to go viral on TikTok. My second tip after understanding the algorithm, which I understand can be a little bit daunting, my second tip for going viral on TikTok is to not worry so much about creating something new. Again, this is something we briefly talked about last Thursday, but there are plenty of already viral posts on TikTok. There's plenty of dances that are already viral, plenty of sounds or songs or music that is already proven to be viral. It's already proven that people like this trend, or that people might even just be watching this trend and just looking for more videos created within it. So it would behoove you to not even worry about spending your creative energy creating something new. Just honestly, you can copy these trends that already exist. Use these sounds that are already going viral, and you are more likely to go viral yourself. My third tip for going viral on TikTok is to commit to it. Really commit, whether you're doing a dance or you're lip syncing, or if you're just teaching something, you're sharing some informational value, or you're goofing around. Just commit. It's obvious on TikTok when someone isn't that into it, or they're not really going all out. It just never goes viral. It's so rare for me to see a video that's going viral on TikTok where the user isn't committing. Like, even if you are going to make a fool of yourself, even if it's embarrassing to you, you have to commit if you really want to go viral on TikTok. That's at least what I've found. And then my fourth and final tip for going viral on TikTok is to just keep posting content. I recently watched a Gary Vee interview where he's telling everyone now that they should be posting 4 times a day on TikTok. The nice thing is that unlike Instagram or Facebook, where people are gonna unfollow you for posting too much, it's not really gonna happen on TikTok. So if you feel inspired one day and you make like 30 videos, maybe not 30 in a day, but you know, post 10 of those and then post another 10 tomorrow. You can post as frequently as you want on TikTok. So I would encourage you to keep posting, and eventually you're going to strike it rich. And one of those videos is going to go viral. One of those videos is going to have something funny in the background, or you're going to actually commit to the dance, or you're going to make some embarrassing slip, or something is going to go viral for whatever reason. So just keep posting and stick with it. And I will tell you, like, it's still absolutely possible. I had multiple direct messages following that episode that we released on Thursday from people who were saying, Brock, I took your guys' advice, I got on TikTok, and I now have a couple hundred views on one of my videos. I got a couple thousand views. I even had one lady message me saying that her and her son created a TikTok, and within 5 hours, they had just posted 3 videos, 3 quick little videos, and one of them was over 2 million views. That's wild. 2 million views. And she had literally just created her account and only released a couple of videos with her and her son. 2 million views. That's insane. And from that, she's begun to grow her account. And that has now translated, hopefully, into following on different platforms, possibly Instagram or Facebook. So it is possible. It's absolutely doable to still go viral on TikTok if that's what you want to do. And I hope you found this helpful. These TikTok quick tip Tuesday tips that were quick and about TikTok and the algorithm. I hope you found this helpful. And I hope that if you have got on TikTok that you're enjoying it and you're not too addicted yet. And if you haven't got on TikTok, then I encourage you to just check it out and have some fun with it. But until next time, happy networking, and thank you so much for listening.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go. And that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration, or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time, and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier, and understanding how to do that. It's a game. We've figured out the answers, and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.
You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.